The city of Petersburg wants to form a borough that includes lands previously identified for annexation by Juneau. Petersburg Deputy Mayor Mark Jensen and Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello met Wednesday to discuss the possibility of a compromise boundary. Speaking by cell phone Thursday, Botello called the meeting cordial, but said Juneau still wants to make its case in writing to the state's local boundary commission before further talk of compromise.
We thought it would be most valuable for Petersburg to have a chance to review the basis for our assertion.
That assertion is that the area in question, which is largely unpopulated, most appropriately belongs in the city and borough of Juneau. It includes all land from the CBJ's southern boundary and east to the Canadian border, as far south as Cape Fanshawe. Juneau filed a 74-page brief with the Boundary Commission Wednesday, opposing Petersburg's claim over those lands. On Monday, the CBJ Assembly plans to approve an annexation petition seeking to officially stake Juneau's claim to the area. But Botello says that doesn't rule out some sort of compromise in the future.
Certainly, we're going to be prepared to have discussions as would be appropriate between neighboring communities.
In its brief, Juneau argues that various state and federal agencies have historically included the disputed area with the CBJ for administrative purposes. Petersburg argues that its residents have historical hunting, fishing, and recreational ties to the area. Jensen says the talk with Botello was constructive.
We expressed our concerns and why we thought we had a leg to stand on, you know, the fishing interests and in that region and the use over the years. So, and they've got their points as well. So I guess the Boundary Commission will be making some decisions here.
Jensen also met Wednesday with officials from Juneau Native Corporation Goldbelt. The company owns 30,000 acres at Hobart Bay in the contested area. In his latest comment to the Boundary Commission, Goldbelt Vice President Derek Duncan said the company prefers the land remain outside any incorporated borough. He said Goldbelt would continue to study its options and make its borough preference known soon. As of Thursday afternoon, no further statement from the company had been posted on the commission's website, and Duncan could not be reached for comment. With help from Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, I'm Casey Kelly in Juneau.